sky is caving in, and the bottom, the glass bottom, is just cracking and falling out, and I just seem to be going, all my dead ends seem to be meeting at one place, which is where I am, and all I wanted was out. And when I got up, I couldn't sleep last night, although I took some medication to move this place. Mm-hmm. And after 3 hours of sleep, I just got up and I couldn't stand being around the road. There was nobody around, nobody familiar, and I thought I was just an incredible freak. And I had to get down here to settle my job thing. And I got on the bus and I got into an even worse hotel called Freakier Place. It was just a dead end place. And I started contemplating seriously about how I could get out of this. Just get out of this. And I know it's the most selfish thing in the world, but it was just like, how to get out of this, not out of. And I've been thinking of those sleeping pills. And I started noticing all the mortuaries along the way, and it got worse and worse and worse and worse. And I couldn't rest, I couldn't sleep, I couldn't do anything in my mind. I started going on a death trip, just miles a minute. And I've gone on the mildly before, and yesterday I was in a really bleak, suicidal place. And I was, thoughts of suicide kept coming up again and again and again, but today it was just desperate. Like the only thing that I could consider or conceive, because there's no hope. And I think that's blasphemy, but that's emotionally how I was feeling.
What is your feeling about the church now?
My feeling about the church is very positive, only my fear is that I can't make it. That it's just as impossible as staying out here, and I'm caught, that was part of the problem, I was caught in a dead-end trap. I couldn't make it, and I couldn't break my habits.
But
you know what I'm saying?
The church has nothing to do with your feeling suicidal, though, does it?
Well, except for being caught between two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame the church at all, no.
What do you think is the main reason for you feeling that you want to kill yourself?
Just being inadequate, just inadequate as a human being, my emotional relationships, just not being my relationship with my emotional relationships, my relationship with my male lover, ex-male lover.
Jerry?
Right. I don't know that it actually is disintegrating, but maybe what I'm seeing in it confused. And my relationships with other people, and just feeling just like a mouse.
Do you feel, Gary, that you can't get out of the emotional
That's it, Gary.
Level?
I can't get out of it's like a dead-end cycle. I don't know how to get myself out of it. I can break it for moments. I can break it for a day. And maybe not entirely, but enough to really function. And then something happens and I get back in it. My body slowly becomes spasmodic and then paralyzed. My mind becomes freakier and freakier and freakier. And when I really become desperate, and when I thought about, well, committing myself to a hospital, there's a very good hospital nearby. But there's nothing they can do for me. They can't even put me out of my mental misery. They can just sedate me so much that I can't cause any problems. And I've seen people when they've been sedated super. And the brain doesn't cease functioning. But the mind's instability and the body's instability to communicate. Socially no longer a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can really see. Maybe I'm being a pessimist, but I've been through a lot of trips, and I've become awfully cynical. And not just about the trips, but what I'm capable of doing in terms of them. And I don't want to ask the impossible. I, the very nature of the fact that I call a losing doctor asking the impossible. And I hate, I don't know, I want to be able to break this myself. I want to be able to break this and get out of it for good and establish a decent functional pattern so that I can function on a job and begin to think of functioning within the church.
You don't think, say, moving up here or something like that would be an answer for you?
I think that would help a lot. I've got 60 days in which I have to stay here down here in my house. And again, it's a matter of tentatively, I accepted this job. I don't know whether I'm going to be able to pull it through at this point. I mean, I'm feeling better than I was 3 hours ago. that long trip. I drove worlds away from where I was then.
Mm-hmm.
And, I attributed it to Bob.
I'm sure.
Everything did. It just came up simple.
It's funny because about 3 hours ago I called him, you know, and told him that Liz, I talked to Liz, you know, and he told me to get a hold of you right away, which I did, but the line was busy, and then I had to go into town and make another call. But it was just about 3 hours ago, I think.
That's beautiful. You didn't get through to me because I hadn't arrived here yet.
Oh, yeah?
Everything was perfectly set up. There were no accidents.
In fact, I was worried that Jim was going to call me and ask me if I'd gotten a hold of you or something. I was worried about that I hadn't been as responsible, but I did have to go into town, you know, and this was the last day I could go.
I really appreciate your calling, Father's calling concern. I really do.
Well, he said, you know, anything that we could do to help, like if you wanted to move up here or, you know, whatever we could do that, I tell you to just keep holding on to hope because, and you're thinking on him and looking at his example because he's, his life is such agony and misery and depression, but he goes on because he knows he's needed, you know, and with your mind, which is exactly what he said, with your mind, that you can just do phenomenal things, you know, if you just can, hold you, get yourself together and get over this, your emotional indulgences, really, or whatever, you know. I'm not saying that in a judgmental sense, you know.
No, that's...
Because we all have them, you know.
Yeah.
But, he wanted to just do anything we could, and then he had to go out of town, too.
Well, especially considering the fact that he was all up all last night, you probably were, too.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate your concern all the more.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's nothing. But, I just don't know what we can...
I'm gonna see if I can go through on this job this weekend and then next week. And depending on what's happening with them, if that doesn't work out, I don't know. Talk more about it next Wednesday when I come up.
There's a lot of people you could stay with up here. I know Bonnie and Don, of course, would be happy to have you. I don't know.
Thank them for the welcome.
Okay.
Please thank them for me.
She mentioned that to me, you know. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's a lot of people. I don't know how you feel about staying there. There's a lot of people you could stay with. That wouldn't be any problem at all. Do you think that you could get along? Is it the sexual aspect of it, or that hangs you up? I mean, you feel that you can't get by without it, or I mean, I don't
think that's part of it. In all honesty, I think that's part of it.
But it's just leading you to destruction. That's
yeah. I don't think it's. I don't. I know it's not the whole thing. Thank Bonnie and Don for their invitation and told them that I may. I'll keep in contact with them about it.
Okay.
It's funny because I had even thought of them specifically.
Oh, you had?
Yeah, that way it flashed through my mind. I don't know what I'm going to try. What I'm going to try to do are two things. One is to begin to come off these drugs. Two, to see if I can hold down this job.
Uh-huh.
Right now, I just don't know exactly where I stand with myself, what I'm capable of coming through onto me. And if I need to, I really appreciate having a place where I can come and stay. I don't know what sort of a guest I'll be. I'm really freaked out.
Well, that's okay. We'll tell you if you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You know us.
Yeah. Karen?
Yeah.
Listen, thanks for the call. Is there a number at which I can reach you?
Yeah, 485.
Hold on. Just
okay.
Let me get it.
756.
756.
Uh-huh.
Okay, did you get my note, by the way?
Oh, yeah, I did. I got it today. I was really shocked to get it. You didn't have to do that, Gary.
I felt so ridiculous. I thought, geez, what an incredible... I was just completely upset. I was so taken by surprise when I saw you.
That was nothing. I did look bad that day. That was all right.
Anyway, I didn't want you to feel terrible about that.
No, I didn't. It was okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I didn't feel bad about it.
Listen, kiddo, thanks a million for the call.
Okay, well, we're thinking about you, Gary, and please let us know or let Jim know if we can
do anything
for you at all, because he does love you. He really does.
I really believe that. I really know that.
He felt bad when I told him that what Liz said. He felt really bad, and that you were, you know, feeling so down and out, and he doesn't want you to go through this. He really doesn't. He wants to spare you pain.
Well, the physical pain should begin to go away this morning.
Well, all pain, you know. And if you could get really involved in this, you wouldn't have to suffer like you're putting yourself through right now, you know? Because you could be so productive, Gary, and so you're so talented. You could be really productive and really do a lot to help others, you know? And get out of your own self, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really fulfilling working for the cause, you know?
I hate being so caught. There was something that was said last night about just being so caught up in your own self.
Yeah.
It's sure hell is when you start when you start being concerned about others.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get out of that. And if work for no other reason, you're forced to get out of yourself.
If you're gonna die, you might as well die for the cause. You know, I mean, you might as well die a noble death and die a coward's death, really.
Right.
Because hell, if you hate yourself that you're gonna go into that much oblivion, you might as well just stay alive for a while and hate yourself and do something to make it a better world for other people. You know.
Like being here when you're in that space, to even conceive of anything else, or just living in that space, getting out of it. Like from here to the next step is the hardest.
I know, but you know too much, Gary.
Oh, God,
you really do. You know too much to take that way out.
When I don't want to. I really don't.
And just think you'd have to regress all that way back and start out all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Go through the same shit again. It's just not worth it. We can just hold on for a few more years, you know, and then everybody graduates. You know about that. Just graduate and get out of this goddamn mess. Because if you come back, if you do it, and you come back karmatically, and Jim won't be here. He won't be here to help, you know. It'd be a horrible place. Just think of living through this hell again. After a nuclear war, and Jim wouldn't be here. Knowing that, you know, that you'd come this far in every lifetime.
Mm-hmm. I'm having real problem too, just dealing with this relationship that I've had for years.
Mm-hmm.
That really became a relationship once again after I left the church. Like almost immediately after I left the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to Liz a little bit about it. And I'd like to be able to talk to some of the people. I don't know what I'm in an incredible emotional mind about that.
Well, can you come this weekend? Why don't you talk to us this weekend about it? Why don't you try to go on the trip this weekend?
I've got the work, but if I can't come through on that, I won't. Well,
if you don't go to work, you might as well go on the trip.
I sure will.
And we'd be happy to spend some time talking with you about it.
Thanks, Karen.
Okay.
Well, I'll find out tomorrow. How would I go to the trip? Just simply come to San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, just come. Yeah, just come to the meeting in San Francisco.
Okay, either that or else sometime, or else on Wednesday next week.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Or come up now. I mean, you know, if you're not gonna, if you feel you're not gonna make it in the job anyway, you might as well just come on up now.
Well, I'll know between now and Friday night.
All right. Well, if you get too depressed, Gary, get on a bus and get up here.
I'll do that.
Or call somebody, and we'll have somebody pick you up or something. But don't stay there and get into this thing again. It's just not worth it.
Thanks a million. I'll take you up on that suggestion.
Okay, well, thank Jim, because that's... Just thank Jim. Just keep thinking on him, okay?
I will.
Just keep thinking on him and all of his agony and how he keeps pushing himself, you know? Because you are needed, and he needs you. He needs you to help him carry on this mess, you know?
It's the only thing I've ever met in my life that I believed in.
I know. It is the only thing. It is the only thing.
Well,
he is the only real thing. The only non-manipulative, non-self-serving,
mm-hmm.
You know, totally pure. The only one.
Every time I've gone out, I've come back to the same thing.
I know.
A little more intensely each time.
I know.
It just seems so obvious. But how to get myself in the state of mind and body where I can do it.
Okay, we'll see you, Gary.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.